Hi everyone, my name is Yarrow and you're listening to the Embodied Business Podcast. Welcome back. I feel like we have arrived in autumn here in Scotland, so I'm sending you like really beautiful woodland vibes on a Friday morning. In this episode, I want to talk to you about what I can do on a tech and design day and hopefully help you understand whether that would be a good option for you or whether it's something you want to just take a course on or DIY. So a small announcement before I dive in, you might have already heard it. My back to school sale is running at the moment for another week till the full moon on the 29th. And I'm offering 33% off all my individual courses. And those are, for example, about building a newsletter, creating your first course or online program, creating a website, questioning social media. So all kinds of good stuff. And I'm also for this year, for the first time, offering a bundle where you can do all of them together and get 50% off. So if you want to systematically and strategically look at all these different areas of your business, that would be a great bundle for you. And if you like my work, obviously. So my approach is really kind of hands-on. The courses are all, or most of them are recorded as a screen share. So you can really see what I'm doing step by step. There's lots of journaling prompts, practical resources, thoughts on systems and software that I'm using so that you're not stuck with all that decision making. I'm also offering 10% off my services, which is why I'm talking about the Tech and Design Day today. So you can get £240 off a website, for example, or £45 off a Tech and Design Day, which means it then costs £405. So I'm offering these because I really love supporting people around software systems, strategy, content, just kind of the nitty-gritty, the root system of their business. I've done this for many years, not always in the same format. I used to offer kind of more hourly retainers, for example. But the tech days, I think, are really great because they offer you a chance to have someone as part of your team for the day who can bring in a new perspective into your business and really help you kind of set some foundations and help you save time and energy in the long run, because you're not kind of constantly working with these little niggles that day to day can come up, such as software integration that isn't quite working, not having good automations, not really being on top of your numbers and stats, feeling confused about bookkeeping, feeling stuck with your marketing. I think there's lots of areas where it can feel like we have some ideas, but we're just not able to really implement them or be consistent with them. And it can feel not great for our nervous system, but also for our confidence and our creative freedom. And so I think this kind of condensed way of supporting someone where we have a kickoff call the week before, 45 minutes, deep dive into what you really want from the day, what's most pressing in your business right now, where's the focus, and then we're coming together with this punch list on the day. On the day, then you have me for 6 hours. I work through everything we discussed on the call. I make screen share videos for you so you know exactly how I've done those things, and you can replicate that or edit that in the future or expand on it. And then we meet again at the end of the day to kind of talk through any questions you have, any strategies you're not certain about, or anything that feels supportive to you. So I want to talk a little bit also about the different areas that we can cover on a tech day. So one is content and marketing. That's something I really love to talk about with people. As you know, I left Instagram in 2020 for my business, but I have been on there for a long time, and I found other ways of kind of consistently and sustainably sharing my work. So my approach to social media and marketing in general is really gentle. I wanted to feel like generous sharing, like bringing in the right kind of people without being manipulative or overbearing. I love transparency and just the idea of being generous with our content and, you know, the gifts that we have to offer to the world. And so if that's an area you'd want to work on a day like that, what we could do together, for example, is come up with a content planner. So I would be reviewing what you've done so far, give you some feedback. I would then create a customized and extensive Excel document that gives you a planner for the year ahead about what you want to share and when, in what channel, and in what format and so forth. We'd have discussions about what areas or places to be and actually feel good to you and where your people are. So you might find as part of that work that it's not actually Instagram, but you might want to explore Pinterest, or you might find that you actually want to start a podcast and you need a little bit of support around that. Or you might find that actually you do really like Instagram, but maybe you need to do it a little bit differently so it doesn't feel stressful. All of that is totally possible. I can then also go ahead and create a big batch of social media graphics in Canva that are all branded and all kind of tailored to the kind of content that you want to share, so that again, you can duplicate them each month, schedule things. I can set up that scheduling system for you so that you sit down with your content, if that's what you want to do, once a month and really plan the month ahead. And I can also do some research for you about different angles and perspectives that might be interesting. I think often when we work in our own field for some time, it can feel hard to come up with ideas of, you know, little tidbits that we might be sharing because we're so in it, it's not new to us. And so, you know, what would someone want to know about your work if they never really have deeply encountered it? And that's, I think, where bringing someone in who's not you can be really helpful. Last week, for example, I reviewed someone's blog and social media strategy, and I came up with this list of 20 new blog posts that I think would be really interesting to write. And that gave this person so much so many ideas and so much content also to kind of break that down into smaller segments for social media. And so that's a whole year of like worry about social media taken off your shoulders. You can just focus on the actual creation rather than worrying about the strategy or the system. It's all there for you, basically. Another example would be systems and software. So for example, if you've been sending a newsletter, but you're not sure you're on the right platform, you're not really seeing it grow, you don't have a welcome email automation in place, you don't really know where the people who sign up come from or what's interesting to them, you never really looked at your statistics, you don't really have a plan for how you want to grow your newsletter or what you're going to share, maybe you haven't been really consistent with how often it comes out. Those are all things, again, we can address together. So as a first step, I would talk to you about what your goal is for your newsletter, who is it for, what do you want to achieve by sharing in that way. And then we would look at the right software that you want to use. Is it MailerLite? Is it Substack? Is it MailChimp? We can talk through all the pros and cons. We can look at the cost of each of those and then find the right one for you. And then we would go ahead and look at the different places in which you want to offer that newsletter to make sure it's really visible, people know about it, they're excited, then their expectations are being managed so they know what they're signing up for and how to engage with you further if they want. And then we can create templates for your newsletter. That's if you receive my newsletter, you know that it looks fairly similar every month. It has like a nice header graphic, the main body of the email in which I share kind of where I'm at, what's on my mind right now. And then it has this like featured section where I'm talking about what's coming up for me, what courses or, you know, whatever I currently have to offer. And so that's really lovely because I'm not reinventing the wheel every month, but I'm sharing something meaningful. There's always new episodes or other free resources for people to enjoy, and they can count on it coming out every month. So that's, you know, that's wonderful for me. And it has been growing because I know, you know, how to grow it. I have a strategy in place for that. Another area could be really optimizing or beginning to make a start with your online courses. I have a course called Create and Launch that helps you kind of develop your first course. But there's, of course, a lot that goes into it. So a first step here could be that we just talk about, you know, do you have a course already? Do you want one? What do you want to teach? Who is this for? What would be the right format? Is it video or audio or maybe text form? What software do you want to use to distribute it? How are you going to charge for the course? Are you going to offer different currencies and payment plans? What is the tech requirement for that? And so forth. So I can, you know, help you answer all those questions. And then I can make a plan for you for production if you haven't done that already. I can help you come up with a sustainable and kind of ethical marketing strategy. And I can also set up the actual software for you to host your course. And that could be something like Teachable or Podia. Some people want to deliver a course through email. That works as well. It's a little bit cheaper, but we could talk about that. Some people hire me for the day to work on their website. So if you already have a WordPress website and you just want to make some updates, maybe, you know, have a look at the background, maybe work on your SEO strategy so more people can find you organically, or you need a new sales page, or you want to update your branding a little bit, or maybe there's like some technical stuff that's going on. That's again something that I could do for you on the day. And finally, another idea would be to work on your branding. So if you know you want to DIY your graphics, for example, or you're about to build your first website, but you're just a little bit stuck with the visual language that you want, that is also something I could help you with. I have an extensive intake form where I'm asking you questions like, what kind of symbolism do you like? What kind of colors speak to you? Who is your business for? And that will help us to come up with colors, fonts, images, graphics that kind of really visually illustrate what you're all about so that it feels easier to connect with the right kind of people. That's not rocket science, but it is really important. And I often see that people feel just so much more confident about their work if they have a visual language that's consistent and that really represents them. So yeah, these are just some ideas. I could also help you start a podcast, like I said. We can talk through the way you work. That's something I like to do with people. And it's just a fun day to feel really supported. And I have a sense that people leave it feeling so much more motivated and a lot less overwhelmed because they have more structure and strategy in place that feels sustainable for them. And I think the emphasis is really on for them because there isn't a blueprint. Like, yes, of course, I can share how I'm doing things with you. And in my courses, I give you as much information as possible for you to find your own answers and make good choices. But at the end of the day, we're really all different. And so I think it's so important that we think about our needs, our abilities, our visions for the future, for the kind of business that we want to have, and really bring all of that together as we make these choices and put things in place. So yeah, I hope this has been fun to hear. If you have any questions, let me know. I'll add the link in the podcast footer description. I'm blanking on the word. The episode notes. There will be a link to book a free feeler call if you want to talk about this with me. Like I said, the tech and design days are 10% off for another week. They're usually £450, and I'm currently booking for October through to January. Okay, thank you so much for listening.